Yud Gimel Elul, Monday the 19th of August, Rabbi Ephraim Klein, Nach or Kan?
Ken, nothing to be schlecher, Ken. First of all, on this subject, somebody questioned my credentials as a believing Jew, and may I put that to bed straight away? I am a believing Jew, and the order of the Heilige Torah is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. However, we will see a very interesting sugya which will unfold concerning the Seder of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Because there is a strong Havamina that the Seder of Tanakh is in fact Tekan. Kan. The Ksuvim, there's a Havamina, as we'll see, of Ksuvim actually possibly taking precedence over Nevi'im. We shall see. So let's start with a Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah we're very acquainted with, actually, it's all to do with the Seder of Malkiyos, Zichronos, and Shofaros. The Mishnah says that we have halacha that we are supposed to say Malchius, Zichronus, and Shofaros in the Seder Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Ein Poichsim, Measor Malchius, Measor Zichronus, Measor Shofaros. If you say Gimel, Gimel, Kulm Yotze, then the Mishnah carries on to say that Maschilim Ba Torah, we start with Torah, Umashlim Ba Novi, and we finish with Novi. In other words, Ksuvim is Be'entza. And Rabbi Yosi Omer im Hishlim b'Torah Yotza, and the word explains that Hishlim im Hishlim b'Torah Yotza does not mean im Hishlim. Actually, you should be Mashlim b'Torah. That's what we do. For example, we finish Shema Yisrael, finish Malchus with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Gemara says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus. So Tosis poses the question: Vim Toima de Bechol Duchte Mashma de Neviye Adiv Miksuvim. Everywhere we see that precedence is given to Odif, there is more. Let's, for argument's sake, work with the premise that Nevi'im is more Kodesh Miksuvim. Kanoma Kosa Batoira, Vashonu bin Nevi'im, Mishurish Miksuvim. Everybody's a Shabbos, we say Vyitin Lacha, that it's written in the Torah and repeated in the Nevi'im, and remember the third time in the Ksuvim, the Anvrusunus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the modesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hanocha Kaduma, the first port of call in terms of the Seder of the Tanakh, is Tanakh. And here, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Seder of the Psukim is Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Azay Frektosis. So Tosis, and the Rosh also brings this Tirutz, but it's interesting how Tosis puts the answer. Tosis says, "Yeshem Yeshem Dekroy Detilim Mishle Ve'Iyov Kodmu LeNeviim." Tosis says that the order of the Psukim follows the chronological order. So historically, Tehillim, which was written by David HaMelech, Mishli was written by Shlomo HaMelech, Iyov, which might have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, they come before Nevi'im Achroinim, because the Psukim that we say on Rosh Hashanah are from Nevi'im Achroinim, from Yeshaya. And therefore, the chronological order is Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im, when it comes to the order of the Psukim that we say on Rosh Hashanah. That's Tosis too. It's just a Mama Musga. Tosis mentions Mishle and Iyov. We actually don't say any psukim from Mishle and Iyov. And the Rosh, who says the same Tirutz as Tosis, actually misses out Mishle and Iyov. So it's an interesting point. Why Tosis mentions Mishle and Iyov, I do not know. So the Pnei Yeshua says an answer, and he says, well, actually, the Gemara brings the source of having to say these ten psukim from the ten halukas of David HaMelech. So, in deference to David HaMelech, we say the psukim of Tehillim before we say the psukim of Nevi'im. That's the Pnei Yeshua's sweet tirut. Now, the Ran brings B'Shem Rav Haigoin an interesting tirutz. The Ram B'Shem Rav Haigoin says the following. He says, look, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, might be the order, but in terms of Kedusha, Kedushas Nevi'im is more Kedush than Kedushas Ksuvim. And we have a principle, Malim Bakoidesh. We go up in Kedusha, and therefore, in terms of going up in Kedusha, obviously we have to start with Torah, to give honor to the Torah. We then start, as it were, with Ksuvim, go up to Nevi'im, and then go up to, and conclude with Torah. So, very simple and straightforward tirutz. The Ram brings a proof. He says, it used to be that on Tisha B'Av, they used to add extra brachas in Shemen Esra. And these extra brachas used to include psukim from Yirmiyahu, before the psukim from the Ksuvim, that referred to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. I assume we're talking about Anas Bovel. So the psukim in Yirmiyahu that referred to the Churban preceded the psukim that referred to the Churban in Tilim. And the Masechta Sofrim that the Ram brings says, although normally Ksuvim precedes Nevi'im. So you see, says the Ram B'Shem Rav Haigoin and other Rishonim bring the same Raya, that ordinarily Ksuvim precedes Nevi'im. Now that's no steerer to Tosfos, because Tosfos will still maintain the reason why ordinarily Ksuvim precedes Nevi'im is because of the chronological order, the historical order of Ksuvim with Nevi'im. Now, what is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ram? The Ram would seem to be saying a glatazach. We're not used to sort of going down a historical route, if you like, a chronological route in Torah. We're not really that bothered by chronology in the order. It's not a history book. So Tosfos obviously, for some reason, did not buy into the tirutz of the Ram. And I'll tell you a little stira, a little secret of a stira, and that is that the Ram himself in Masechtas Megillah, Mitzvah Hashem, we might get there if time allows, actually brings Tosfos tirutz. And the Achroinim, Chedusha and Shishim, the Mogad Avraham, ask a stira in the Ram, and they say that the Ram was Chozer boy. So there's a parasha that's unfolding over here. Nevi'im Ksuvim, Ksuvim Nevi'im. Chronology, Kedusha. Right? Where are we coming from over here? So, there is a Metzia Gedola over here. There's actually a Ramban in Parashas Vayera. The Ramban in Parashas Vayera takes the Rambam to task, because the Rambam, very Shver Rambam, the Rambam holds that since the Gilui of Avraham Avinu, at the time when he invited the three Malochim to his house, was a Gilui de Malochim, well, Malochim equals Nevuah. Nevuah equals Chaloim. So the whole story of the Malochim, at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, says the Rambam, Mamur Nevuchim, was a Chaloim, was a Nevuah. Says the Ramban, no. Sorry, I'm not buying into that. Ki who's there? And the Ramban then goes on to talk about the aside of what Nevuah is all about. And he says the following. He says the Ksuvim are not the same revelation, not the same Gilui as Nevi'im. Nevi'im is a communication directly to the Ribbon Shalom. And there's obviously Madregas Madregas. The Madreg of Moshe Rabbeinu was Panim Bafonim. The Madreg of Nevuah was a communication with the Ribbon Shalom. Va'er el Avraham el Yitzchok ve Yaakov bekel shin dalet yud. That was the Gilui of Nevuah to Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov. So there is in Nevuah communication with the Ribbon Shalom, as it were, directly. However, the Ksuvim, the Madrega of Gilui, of the Ksuvim, says the Ramban, is a low Madrega. It's a Madrega Ayude Malach. Ayude Malach. What's the difference between communication and devotion and Malach? I'm not going to go into it, because I don't know. Maybe you can come to me 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm sort of poring over the Zohar Kodesh. I'll be able to give you a few insights. But Bashev Sharma here on a Monday morning, start the day of Torah the way we'll give it to me. What the difference is Gilead to me, Bodhi Shulam Mala. I don't know. Basically. But that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban then goes to bring a proof, a Gemara, to prove his point. Says the Ramban, the Gemara in Megillat Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says the following story. The famous writing on the wall, you had Daniel, who saw the writing on the wall, many, many tekel farsin, the downfall of Belshazzar. And the Gemara brings that there were three people who were standing with Daniel. They were the famous Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And lo and behold, these Nevi'im did not see what Daniel saw. And the Gemara says the following. Ihu odiv midin hu. He was odiv, he was better, he was greater, if you like, better than them. Why? Ihu chazin, inu lo chazin. He saw and they didn't see. Ve'inu, but they, odiv mididei, were greater than him, were better than him. Why? Says the Gemara. Inu nevi. They were nevi'im. Ve'ihu lav novi. He's not a novi. So the Ramban, that Daniel, whose Gilu was through Gavriel, was not as great in Nevuah as Chagai Zechai Malachi, because the Gemara says, Inu Nevi, Iu Lav Novi. And the Ramban goes on to say, and that is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Nevi'im is as a Hechera Madrega of Nevuah than Ksuvim. And the Ramban says, I'll quote the words of the Ramban, V'chein lo nichtav sifroim seif ha-nevi'im mimnei shehoyo in yonoi in Gavriel. Afal pi shehoyo nira elov medaba ima behokitz. Since his asik was with Gavriel, was not with the Ribon Yisroim Kiviyochel, mimeila his sefer is not with the sifrei ha-nevi'im. So it's clear that the Ramban learns that the Sifrei Nevi'im are of a greater Kedusha than Sifrei Ksuvim. Now I found a Metzia Gedoyla who quotes the Shita of the Ramban without mentioning him by name. And that's the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel in his Akdoma to Sefer Daniel takes the Shita of the Ramban to task. And he says, no, you've got Pshat in the Gemara wrong. Quotes the Shita of the Ramban and says, that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. And he asks lots of kashas. First kasha is a sort of a quantitative kasha. Can it be, asks the Abarbanel, that Daniel, who saw Binavua, the whole panorama of the history of the world, including all the various challenges of Bayis Sheni, and the Golus, our Golus, and up to and including the time of Mashiach, that whole Nevuah of Daniel, that whole revelation could come to Daniel. And you mean to say to me that that's a lower Madrega of Chagai Zechariah Malachi? And he says Chagai Zechariah Malachi are the hardest Nevi'im to fathom their cryptic message. How are you talking? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, he says, Pshat in the Gemara, it can't be. What does the Gemara say over there? The Ramban has only quoted one half of the Gemara. There's another half of the Gemara. Inu chazi, v'inu ilochazi. Inu chazi, v'inu ilochazi. He saw the writing on the wall. They didn't see. Frey the Abarbanel, why didn't they see? They were greater than him in Nevuah. So they should have seen. Elamai, the Mazogan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want them to see, didn't let them see. Okay, Zolzain. Frey the Abarbanel, Ashtaka Kasha. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have your cake and say that they're not as great as in Nevuah. And then say, well, they didn't see. Why shouldn't they see if there was greater than Daniel in the book? Elamai says the Ramban, says the Abarbanel, they were not as great as Daniel in the book. Daniel was a greater Novi than them. And the Sefer Daniel is written with Nevuah. be, make no mistake about it, isn't there, Baba? No. Aye, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Inu neviya ve'ilo navi. Says the Baba, no, you've got pshat wrong, Ramban. The pshat is azui. A novi is miloshen nivsvosayim. A novi, Rashi in Parshas Vayera brings it, that a novi was a speech maker. A novi had a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And his job was to project the Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach to Klal Yisrael. He had a mission. The mission was to speak. Those speeches are recorded. That's Sefer Neviim. Ksuvim, says the Abarbanel, is Bishteit. Ksuvim, the Nevuah that was communicated to them by the Ribbono Shel Olam, was given to be written down, not to be communicated as a speech. So Daniel's Nevuah, says Abarbanel, was written down, not communicated as a speech. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Inu, Nevi, they're Neviim. Now blow me down with a feather. Do you realize that Rashi in Megillah learns that Abarbanel? Rashi in Megillah, Afanot, on the Gemara. Moedik is after them. Before some doubt, he'd pick up the Rambam. That there are banners in Androptel. Rashi says that. Rashi in Megillah, Daf Gimel, Ahmed Aleph, Rashi says, Mamish like the Abarbanel. Nishkin, Chidushe Torah. And not only that, Rashi says it twice. Show you the other Rashi. Rashi says the following. Rashi says, Inu Nevi, Shenisnabu li Yisrael b'shlichusoi shel mokem. They had a nevuah as a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hu lo nishtaleach li Yisrael b'shum nevuah. Whereas he did not have a mission, he was not sent to Klal Yisrael ever with a nevuah. Purushin Rashi. Go one step further. The famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Dalet brings famous Gemara of the number of Nevi'im that communicated over the years. And the Gemara says that there were many, many more Nevi'im than we have. Says the Gemara, Vayishecha Mimurasayim Seifim, says the Gemara, Harbe Nevi'im Omdu Lehem Yisrael Kiflayim Kiriz Mitzrayim. There were 1,200,000 Nevi'im. Ela Nevuah Shetzrucha L'Darius Nisnabeth Shelo Yisrael Nechteva. A Nevuah that was required for Darius was communicated. The Nevuah that was not required was not communicated. And Rashi brings the Seder Olam and says, the Seder Olam says that there were 48 Nevi'im. And he brings the Halachos Gedolos. It's interesting, there's discrepancies between the Halachos Gedolos in the Sefer and what Rashi brings. He brings Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Pinchas. I'm not going to go through all the 48. Towards the very end, guess who Rashi quotes? Daniel. Quotes the Bahag as Daniel. Says Rashi, "Va'al Daniel amrinu le'el inu nevi v'iu lav nevi." Says Rashi, "No, we'll have to take out Daniel because he's not a novi, right?" So Rashi, again with the same shitta that a neviyah, a nevuah that had to be communicated, is enumerated among the neviim. A Mama Musga, just a little bit of homework for you. Can't get away. I'm not going to do all the work. You've got to do some work. There's a Droshes Laran. Very interesting Droshes Laran. Here, going with Rashi's Shitta, there's a Nevuah that had to be communicated, is enumerated in among the 48 Nevi'im. The Droshes Laran points out, I'm not going to go into the reason why, Ayin Shom, it's a very interesting Droshes Laran. The Droshes Laran says that the Nevuah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was not like the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is part of the Torah and was there to be communicated, and the Nevuah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was not necessarily there to be communicated, right? Ayin Shom, there's a very complicated, well, not so complicated, a cheshbon that he makes in making this delineation between the various types of Nevuah, but here, in the Seder Olam, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are considered to be Memeches Nevuahs, and Memeches Nevim, and it's very interesting that the Vilna Goin, in his Agos here on the Gemara, takes out Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov right up until Matan Torah, until Moshe Rabbeinu, but does include Doniel among the Nevi'im. So, the definition of what is a Novi and what is not a Novi now takes on a totally different complexion over here. So let's just gather our forces. What do we have over here? We have the Ramban, who very clearly states that the Madrega of Nevi'im is a higher Madrega than the Nevi'i of Ksuvim, than the Madrega of Ksuvim. Doniel is a lower Madrega of communication. Doniel is through a Malach, and communication through a Malach, by definition, is a lower Madrega of Nevuah. Along comes the Barbanel and says, no, the Madrega of Nevuah of Ksuvim is no lesser Madrega than the Madrega of communication of Nevi'im. The difference is in what the job of a Novi is. The job of a Novi is to spread the word. The job of the Kosev, of the Novi who writes down Ksuvim, his job is to record, to write down, to communicate what's going to be Biksav. That is a definition of Ksuvim. That is the word Ksuvim. Kishmoy Kentil also is called Ksuvim because it's there to be written down, not to be communicated by words. The word Novi Kishmoy Kentil also is Rosh Nivs for Sam. It's there to communicate. Asher Al Kain, we have a machlokes Rishonim, we have a machlokes between the Barbanel and Ramban, and possibly Rashi is of the same Beis Medrash as the Barbanel, possibly. The Rashi doesn't talk about the Nukud of the Madrigas of the Nevuah, possibly. But we have a Machlokes. Asher Arkein, it's Nitin Le'omer that the Machlokes between the Ran and Toisus, why on Rosh Hashanah Ksuvim precedes Nevi'im, is because of Malim, because of Meridim, or because of the chronological order, it could be that Gufi is the Machlokes between the Barbanel and the Ramban. The Ran, who learns Malim, Bakoidesh, Vein Meridim, he goes clearly with the Shita of the Ramban, that the Kedusha of Ksuvim is of a lower Madrega of the Ksuvah, of the Kisvei Nevi'im. Asher Al-Kain, we go from Ksuvim to Nevi'im to Torah. Malim Bakesh Lem Reidim. Tosfos, could be that Tosfos learns like the Barbanel, that they are equal. They don't necessarily have to have a greater Kedusha. And I've got the Tanna de Messiah. I'm a Furisha Ritva. Over there in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says the same as Tosfos, and says that you know what? You know why the Ksuvim precede the Nevi'im? Even though Kedushosom Shoveh, so Kedushosom is Shoveh, so, and we always say Torah Nevi'im or Ksuvim, how is it that here Ksuvim precede Nevi'im? Says the Rambah, says the Ritva, Tosfos Tirutz. So Ritva says Beferosh that Ksuvim and Nevi'im Kedushosom Shoveh, not like Rav Hai Goen, not like the Ran, and he says that the reason why Ksuvim come before Nevi'im is because of the chronological order. Then the Ritva adds something very interesting, just to make the point. He said, look, what do we include in the Davening and Rosh Hashanah in the Psukim of Ksuvim? The Pesukim that we use are Pesukim from Tehillim. So you know what? I'll tell you something. David HaMelech was a wonderful poet. He was a sublime poet laureate of the Klal Yisrael. And he was a professor of poetry at Jerusalem University, Chas V'Shalom. That's what we could learn. Says the Heiliger Idva, as Mazal Nishmeiden, Chas V'Shalom, that David HaMelech was a poet laureate, and that the ksuvim that are included in the davening are included there because of the Ruach HaKodesh of David HaMelech, and the Nevuah of David HaMelech. That's why, says the Idva, that we put the ksuvim before the Nevi'im on Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Nachanami, the Kedush of the Ksuvim and the Kedush of the Nevi'im says that it was Shavah. But just so that we shouldn't make that mistake of thinking that there's some sort of sublime poetry that we include in the liturgy, as some would want us to believe, Chas V'Shalom, we put the Ksuvim before the Nevi'im, as is up the river. Now, so we've got this machlokes, interesting machlokes. So, Baruch Hashem, my credentials as a believing Jew in Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim has been confirmed. Nach, it's Nevi'im and Ksuvim. However, there is a machlokes whether the Kedusha of Nevi'im, the Kedusha's Ksuvim is the same, or there is a higher madrega. The question now is how to farenfer the stira between the Ran, that the Ran in Rosh Hashanah brings Rav Haigon and says, Manu Bekoish Ben Meridim, and the Ran in Megillah says the Kiddush is the same. Now, I'm going to try and do this in about 2 or 3 minutes. How long have I got? 2 or 3 minutes. So, 4 minutes, all right, let's have a go. So the Mishnah in Megillah talks about selling Sifrei Torah to buy a Beis HaKnesses, buying a Beis HaKnesses to sell Sifrei Torah, Daf Kofche, to Kofche Amud Beis. And the Mishnah talks there about Lochim Peche Mitpachos, you're allowed to the cover for the Sefer Torah, you can buy with the Mitpachos Svorim. And but you cannot, and you can use those funds to buy Torah. But you cannot, you can not sell a Torah for buying Sforim. So the Ran Afanot, he says that this din of not buying a Sefer Torah for Sforim, a Sforim Sefer Torah, that halacha only is from the Sefer Torah to Sforim. But let's say within the Sifrei Tanakh, Ksuvim, you can buy Nevi'im, you can buy Ksuvim, and he brings our Gemara, and he says that our Gemara is going in the chronological order, because basically Nevi'im and Ksuvim are the same. So, the Chasam Sofer goes straight to the point without going into the Mogen Avraham, just go straight to the point that the Chasam Sofer made. The Chasam Sofer says the following. The Chasam Sofer says that there's a difference between Talmud Torah, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, and Gemara, are all we are now being Mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah. So he says the following. In terms of the Klaf, the Gvil, there's a distinction between Torah, Chumashim, which is written on Klaf, and could be Mashlim a Sefer Torah with that, and Nevi'im Uksuvim, where the Gvil, the Kedusha of the Gvil, is equal. Therefore you can sell a Novi to buy Ksuvim, you can sell a Ksuvim to buy a Novi. In terms of the Klaf, they are the same. But in terms of the Zogun, the words of the Psukim, the utterances Sheboi, there is, in terms of the Kedusha of the utterances of, and the Psukim of Nevi'im, there's a difference, there's more Kedusha in the words, where they're coming from, of the Nevi'im, than the words of the Ksuvim. So says the Chasam Sofer, there's a lot more in the Chasam Sofer, but this is the basic point. So in terms of the order of the psukim, the order of the psukim comes with the kedusha of where they're coming from. Masha Enkein, in terms of the kedusha of the sforim themselves, the actual klaf themselves, the kedusha of neviim and ksuvim are the same.